Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Let me ask you, well, it might seem to be a peculiar question, but have you ever lost your Bible? Now, people are constantly losing things. We lose our keys, we lose coins, we lose our glasses, we lose our wallet. And there have even been times that I've lost my Bible. I've had to look for my Bible. I didn't remember where I left it. I remember on one occasion, while getting in the car and unlocking the door, I put my Bible up on top of the car, and then I got in the car and drove off, and of course when I got to where I was going, my Bible was no longer up there. Well, I was very fortunate, however, because somebody found it, my name was in it there, and they knew who to whom it belonged, and so they returned it to me, but I'd lost my Bible. Of course, I had other Bibles, but you have different uses for Bibles. Well, there was once a time in the nation of Judah when the scriptures were lost. Josiah had become king, and this was after a long and, well, a mostly evil reign of his father, Manasseh. But in a very peculiar way, the scriptures were found. Now, Josiah had commanded the temple to be restored, and this was after many years of the neglect of the temple. And during the construction, the law was found. Well, this certainly indicates how meager the interest was in God's word prior to this, because the scripture was lost right there in the temple itself. It's obvious that people had not taken God's word very seriously. And as a result, they had turned aside to false religions. They were steeped in idolatry. They had stooped to following the ways of the nations round about that were heathen and pagan. They weren't studying the law. Disobedience, injustice, evil living, why, that was what naturally followed. That's what follows when people don't pay attention to the scriptures. Well, when the law was read, it was finally brought to the king Josiah. When it was read to Josiah, he rent his clothes in penitence. He recognized how far from the way of the Lord that nation had drifted. Now, the Lord warned of impending destruction that would come from people who would disobey his will. But once the word was known to Josiah, he instigated a religious revival, and it was the likes of which had not been seen since the days of David and Solomon. Well, it seems to me that there is a loss of the Bible among many denominational churches. You just have to wonder, when you see the things that they are doing, the ideas that they're accepting, how contrary to the Bible, don't they have a Bible? It seems apparent to me that the Bible is lost among some denominations. Why, even some denominations are accepting homosexuality. Don't they have a Bible? Denominations just worship any way they want to. Don't they have a Bible? They preach all kind of doctrines of how to be saved as contrary to the will of God. Don't they have a Bible? Have they lost their Bible? Did they ever have one? Do they have any respect for it? Their messages usually focus on the experiences of their clergymen and what they read in their manuals and their disciplines and how to get along with everybody and how to just go along with the crowd and do whatever society might cater to do. They entertain one another rather than teaching God's will. Oh, the way they invent their own churches with their own doctrines. Surely they show little respect for thus saith the Lord. Oh, some claim to come some kind of direct operation from God. Well, how can you expect an operation from God when you leave out his book? Because God shows us that's the way he guides and leads us today. Now, there may be exceptions to this conduct among some, but this is generally true among the religious denominations of our world today. Human creeds dominate. The scriptures don't dominate. Now, you know, friend, this nation of ours, the United States, it was built and founded on biblical principles. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that was a founder of our nation was a Christian before God. That's not it. But today, the leaders of the nation, of both political parties and others, they seem to reject the Bible. Some even suppress the Bible. They ignore the Bible. And there are religious organizations and political organizations that even war against the Bible. The influence of the Bible in national life has been reduced year by year by the atheistic forces that have come into prominence. And oh, how prominent they are among the higher educational institutions. The Bible is hidden in government. It's hidden in education. You don't hear about it in entertainment. Almost every quarter, people ridicule the Bible. They've lost the Bible, if they ever had one. A teacher can read most any kind of immoral trash to students, but they can't read the Bible. Humanism has captured so much of the national life. Even monuments to depict the historical connection of the Bible to our nation are being destroyed. Even called unconstitutional, even though the Constitution was based upon the principles of the Bible. Yes, people have lost their Bible. Sometimes the Bible seems to be lost in church. What can keep the Bible from being lost in the church? Well, now, that's not an impossible thought, because we read in the Bible of people falling away. Oh, I know there's a doctrine that says you can't fall, but that's as false as a $3 bill. You recall the dark ages of history, and you know that such has occurred before. People have just set the Bible aside. To keep the Bible from being lost, friend, we must study it. We must come to a knowledge of it. But more than that, we need to apply it in our daily walk of life. Psalm 119, the longest chapter of the Bible, a chapter of some 176 verses, mentions the Word of God in one form or another in about 172 of those verses. And there we learn the need, and friend, there we learn the relevance, the value of God's Word. Sometimes people say the Bible is not for our age, it's irrelevant to our day. Friend, that's not so. The Bible is simply unknown. It's untried. It's untaught. It's cast aside with the pride of man in his determination to go his own way, to have his own religion, to have his own church. 2 Timothy 3:16-17, it tells us of the scriptures inspired or breathed of God. And since that's the truth, they're therefore infallible, they're inerrant, they're authoritative, they're all sufficient. But what of that, when people don't know it, and they don't care for what it teaches? They've lost their Bible. Now, of course, we must demand biblical preaching. Sometimes preachers like to entertain. They like to tell funny stories over and over. Some spend their time talking about politics or some personal testimonies that they have. And some, their whole ministry is just compacted with feel-good messages. They don't convert the soul to the Lord. We must demand what Jeremiah called the old paths from our pulpits, not this newfangled change that digressives advocate. When did it cease to be correct to call Bible things by Bible names? We are indeed to speak as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4:11. It makes me wonder, why do men love to be called by religious names that they never find in the Bible? Have they lost their Bible? Why do people dismiss the commands of Christ and the apostles that's found in the Bible? Have they lost their Bible? Why replace what God has said with some kind of clerical vocabulary of the theologians and these self-proclaimed scholars that really have no meaning? Why, you never read in the Bible about people getting saved or receiving Christ as your personal Savior. You never read about grace only as the way to be saved. You never read about being saved by faith only, but men teach that. And you never hear a word about praying the sinner's prayer. That seems to be very much popular today among many religious people. But that's not what the Bible teaches. Don't these people have a Bible? And then they say, join the church of your choice. Where is that in the Bible? One church is just as good as another. Where do we find many churches in the Bible? Well, this is what you get from people who've lost their Bible. Friend, Christ has all authority, Matthew 28, verse 18. And what we do is to be done in His name, Colossians 3, 17. Probably the most singular characteristic of those who lost the Bible is the disrespect for the authority of God that's revealed in the Bible. When the Bible is read, the attitude is that it's optional, that it's unnecessary. Why would people study something if they're convinced if it doesn't matter anyway? Well, that's what they think. And because it came from God is reason enough for us to respect it. But a lot of people have lost their Bible. Yes, we must be bold in our speech, and we must see things the way the Lord has revealed them. But now, to be bold, that's not to be rude or contentious. But it does demand that we earnestly contend for the faith. That's the teaching of Jude in verse 3. We can't just drift along and go along and take it easy and follow the crowd, do what's popular and flow with the majority, not and expect to be pleasing in the sight of God. God isn't pleased with people like that. A kinder, gentler brotherhood means we stand for the truth of the Bible. We confront every evil way, and there can be no indefinite tolerance of that which conflicts with the truth. Bible people, that is, people of the book, they will insist that the Bible not be lost. Where has it become lost? When it cannot be our guide. Indeed, if we do not repent and turn again to the way of the Lord, we've lost our Bible. Have you ever lost your Bible? Do you know what a lost Bible means? A lost Bible will mean lost souls, because the Bible is the Word of God. And the Word of God gives to us the plan and the way that God saves man. Nothing more destructive or tragic than a soul that is lost. And the reason is, we're created in the spiritual image of God. And Christ said one soul is worth more than all the world. Do you know that's your value in the sight of God? That's how He values you. That's the reason He's done what He has done in order to save your soul. He considers you to be valuable. He's given you the word whereby you can live your life profitably before Him. And you can live your life so that when it's over, heaven will be your home. And only by the word of God, heard, believed and obeyed, can people be saved. That's the only way we can know. You can't get it from the doctrines of men. If the Bible gets lost, why, mankind is lost. Friend, have you ever lost your Bible? It may be lost right now. You need to get it. Start studying it. Learn it. Believe it and obey it. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.